Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Tom Russo is joining us live this morning, Chief of Infectious Disease with the Jacobs School of Medicine. And Dr. Russo, I'm just thinking right off the top after hearing the three things that Brian was mentioning. Are you worried at all about seeing early voting lines around here in Western New York? Are you worried about COVID spreading?
Well, I actually don't think so. I voted yesterday and was in a line for a little bit. People were very respectful in terms of maintaining physical distance, and everyone was wearing masks, both in terms of individuals that were voting and people that were involved inside in terms of giving you your ballots. So I think it's really relatively safe to go out and vote. Just make sure you wear your mask, bring your best mask, and wear it properly.
All right. Looking at some of the numbers, kind of that continued trend of just slightly upticking hospitalizations throughout Western New York. Looking ahead over the next month, I think a lot of people are expecting these numbers to rise, right, especially with the Thanksgiving holiday just about a month away.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that, Brian. We know that we've sort of doubled the number of cases and hospitalizations since our low in the early part of August. We've been treading water for the most part for the last 6 weeks here in sort of Erie County and Niagara County. The Western New York region numbers always look worse because the southern tier counties have not been doing as well as we have. But here in Erie County, we're except for a blip that we had 2 days ago, we've been doing okay. But as you pointed out, as we have an increasing shift to indoor activities, and particularly the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, where people are going to be gathering, crossing social bubbles, inside, wearing not wearing masks because of eating and drinking for a significant amount of time, the concern is quite real that we could have further pile on in terms of the bump of cases we've had since our low in the summer.
Well, you know, with that said, people don't like being told what they can and can't do. But what's your best advice for people while they're planning their Thanksgiving get-togethers?
It's interesting you bring that up, because most people say that that attitude in the United States in terms of sort of pushing back against, quote, authoritarian, which is perhaps a strong word, but public health directives, is the major cause of this large number of cases we've had in this country and the disproportionate amount of deaths we've had compared to most parts of the world. I think we just have to accept this is the year of COVID. We need to do things differently. We need to accept the fact that it's not going to be normal. We need to accept the fact that certain things we'd like to do that we can't do. We need to accept the fact that we're going to be inconvenienced in terms of wearing masks and other types of things. And that is the only way that we can really keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. If we continue to push back against the things that we know that works, I think that we're going to unfortunately see the number of cases continue to go up. I'm concerned about that.
You know, there was a piece in the BBC not too long ago, might have been early this morning, of a journalist who went back into kind of revisit an intensive care unit because cases are rising there. You're seeing more and more people head into the hospital. So somebody who was there before now going back. And he said there was one thing that immediately stood out to him, and that was, unlike when he was there back in April, he heard conversation this time when he was inside the intensive care unit. He's hearing conversation because only one of the people in what was a pretty full ICU was on a ventilator, as opposed to back in April where that was the case with almost everybody who was inside. How exactly has the intensive care experience changed between back in April when we first had this overwhelming issue and now? And, you know, when we talk about a ventilator, are the use of ventilators almost discouraged in combating COVID?
Well, I think what we're trying to do in terms of our intensive care respiratory management is to really use ventilators just as the last resort. We're much more aggressive now in using a variety of oxygen delivery methods, high flow oxygen, things that we call BiPAP in terms of masks that people could wear, because the early experience has shown us that if we are much more aggressive in intubating and putting people on ventilators earlier, that they do not do as well. So I think that this intensive care management and an increased knowledge of how to manage these individuals is one of the reasons that deaths are down, because we're just doing better with that type of care.
You know, should we be watching what's going on right now in Europe? I mean, France and Germany are going back into lockdown right now. Is this kind of, are they ahead of us? Is that what we can expect here?
Well, France and Germany are a little bit of two different tales as well. France is really spiraling out of control right now, and their case number of cases, new cases per 100,000 is even greater than the United States. Germany, both France and Germany have come to the realization that they need more aggressive measures in terms of curtailing certain activities like closing restaurants, etc. Germany has been a little bit ahead of the curve than France on the situation. They're trying to be aggressive and tamp things down. Here in, at least in New York State, Governor Cuomo has taken a slightly different approach where he's, you know, our cases are still manageable. So when we get these clusters popping up, using a combination of sort of educational and hopefully behavioral change with rapid testing, to try to keep the situation under control before it becomes more widespread, and then as a result, hopefully being able to still keep things open generally across the state, just transiently sort of shutting things down in those areas of concern.
We're kind of anticipating Thanksgiving, all these things that we talked about. Do we know more about who is most susceptible? We obviously know older people, the older you are, the more susceptible you are to having a really bad experience with coronavirus. There are certain heart issues that will cause you to have a worse experience. But amongst younger people who we've seen over the last couple of months are maybe more likely to be infected with COVID, what are some of the things that might differentiate a young person who doesn't even realize they have it versus a young person who might have a rough time?
Well, a few young people, of course, unfortunately have more serious underlying diseases in immunocompromised states. But taking those individuals aside, the number one factor seems to be in younger individuals that end up in hospital and are more likely to have a bad outcome is obesity. I know we've talked a little bit about that before, Brian, and that's an unfortunate state that America has many more individuals with that particular issue than some other parts of the world. And so we've talked a little bit about this, a good time if possible to try and lose a little bit of weight, but if you're really quite obese, you need to consider yourself an increased risk and make sure you protect yourself.
Maybe another reason to skip Thanksgiving.
Perhaps just the dessert, right?
Dr. Russo, thanks for joining us yet again this morning. That's Dr. Tom Russo. He's chief of infectious disease at the Jacobs School of Medicine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.